I wanted to welcome the two sisters from Archbishop Leibold home. Welcome, sisters. I sometimes fill in over there for Mass every once in a while, and you do such a beautiful job with the residents. You do treat them with such dignity and respect and love, and it's a beautiful thing to see that you're taking care of them so much. Thanks, sisters, for what you do. I also like when you have puppy day. Sometimes when I go over there, they have puppies brought in so the residents can play with them, and it's always a good day when you get to play with puppies. I'm thinking about doing that over the seminary. So in our readings today, it seems a little odd. It seems like Jesus is praising dishonesty, but he's doing like he always does. He presents a story and then twists at the end. So we have this devious steward. He has misused his master's money, and now he's caught. And he doesn't know what to do because he's had a very plush life. So he can't dig ditches. He's not strong enough to do that. And he's too proud to beg. So he's got to do something because he still has to live. And so he takes the people who owe the oil and the wheat and cuts off. And you think, well, how's that going to help anybody? Well, much like tax collectors at that time, tax collector could add a little something to him for himself on top of whatever the government wants. Same way with here. You know, if you owe this much money or much oil or wheat to my boss, well, let's add a couple more gallons on for me. Or how about a few more bags for me? So he has him cut it off. He cuts off his share. So the master still gets what he is deserved. The debtors feel like, hey, I got a good deal out of this. And now he's ingratiated himself with these people that when he gets kicked out of the house, well, maybe I could go stay with my friends who I just helped. And Jesus is saying, isn't that something? Not just like, well, wasn't that a good trick? But he's saying, isn't it something that as devious as this man is to make sure of his future, what about you, children of light? What are you doing for your future in the kingdom of God? Are you taking all those extra steps to live out a life of integrity, honesty, charity, loving service to God and neighbor? Or are you just trying to get by? Or are you just ignoring all of this? If this devious man is so concerned about his future and will go to any lengths to make sure he's got something in store, are we doing that ourselves in our lives as Christian disciples? While it may have worked out for this man, Jesus is asking us to live out our lives in integrity and honesty, looking towards our future day in heaven. So how do we live out our lives? How do our words and our actions, our whole self, reflect where we want to be when we die? Do our words and actions and everything reflect my love for God and my love for neighbor? Or is there something else here? In the last word of the gospel, he says, you cannot serve God and mammon. And most often, mammon is translated into money. You can't serve God and money because it's going to divide you. It's just not going to work. So we can maybe translate it into something else for ourselves. You cannot serve God and money. You cannot serve God and power. You cannot serve God and sports. You cannot serve God and gossip. You cannot serve God and whatever, fill in the blank, because it's leaving you a divided heart. And God does not have a divided heart for any one of us. He gives himself completely to us, constantly. And he's asking us to do that for ourselves as well, not to limit us or anything, but that in giving ourselves completely to him, he can satisfy our deepest needs. We come back to that gospel a couple weeks ago about priorities, when he says, if you don't hate your spouse, your family, your parents, your homeland, you have no place in the kingdom of God. It's again, what is your priority? Is it my spouse or my children, my home first, and then God is number 22 or number 75 or whatever? God is first, all the other things fall into proper order, proper place. And we're coming back again, all these stories that Jesus is telling us is that, what are our priorities? Where do we put Christ and God in our lives? He calls us to choose freely rather than be hammered into this. Is that, I know the Lord loves me, and I want to love him in return. To go that extra length, just like the father in the prodigal son story last Sunday, where the father would go to any length to welcome his son back and even make it better for him by clothing him and giving him rings and kisses. God always does that for us. Now, how about us to God? We may have been entrusted with much by the Lord, and may we cherish the gifts that he has given to us. Cherish this love he has for us, and choose those things every day of our lives to reflect where we want to spend all eternity.